Just days after the remarkable cave rescue in Thailand, more details are emerging about just how treacherous the task was. The divers involved are beginning to speak about the ordeal, with one man saying that 12 boys and their soccer coach had more chance of winning the lottery than surviving. Meanwhile, crowds have gathered to thank the Thai Navy SEALs who helped guide the team through the flooded complex. Thomas Ariti filed this report.
A hero's welcome at an airbase outside the Thai capital. Divers involved in the rescue were handed wreaths and roses as Navy officers and civilians watched on. It's a day of mixed emotions. The kids are safe, while the Thai Navy SEALs lost one of their own. But the man who led the diving team, Rear Admiral Apakorn Yukonkau, made his feelings clear about the 12 boys and their coach.
They did nothing wrong. I never thought they did anything wrong. They've never been the cause for our ordeal. They are not the reason that we lost our colleague. I think these kids will be a force for good in our society and lead for changes to a better society.
And he paid tribute to the diver who died.
When we have a mission, casualties or loss of lives won't be an obstacle to stop us from continuing our mission. It became an inspiration for us to fight on, and that the loss of a brother's life won't be a waste.
The family members of the boys are also speaking publicly about the ordeal. Kamri Promthep's grandson, Dwangpet, was trapped inside.
His birthday was on July 3 and he wrote a letter saying, "Don't forget his birthday. I will never forget. He asked for a new phone like his cousins and I will give it to him."
The story isn't going away. Media outlets around the world continue to explore just how extraordinary the rescue effort was. And as the details emerge, it seems the task could have been even harder than anyone on the surface had imagined. Belgian diver Ben Raymonds owns a dive centre in Phuket, and the Navy SEALs asked him to help.
First of all, there is that they were going to get to a higher place and not being flushed out. Secondly, the chance that we would find them. Thirdly, that we would all be healthy. And like lastly, that we could come out alive and well. You have more chance winning the lottery.
He told the BBC that the cave in northern Thailand is never dived, and now he knows why.
It's a huge cave entrance. It's stunning, actually, like a muddy, raging river. And then gets smaller and smaller as you go along. And then it just turns into a small passageway that you follow along until it gets really small, just about half a kilometer before the kids were. That's where it gets very small, to about 2 feet high. So you're really crawling on your belly through the water.
In fact, it got so narrow that the divers had to strap cylinders underneath their armpits to fit inside, and that was all done in pitch-black conditions. A dive so treacherous, it almost didn't happen.
I met the British cave divers who were about to go in, and we both agreed, like, this is madness. We're going to kill ourselves, and that's it. We call it off, because there's no need for more people to die in these caves.
But the water level dropped, the visibility improved, and Mission Impossible became a reality. British diver John Valanthan.
Relief is the word I would use to describe. We were very pleased and we were very relieved that they were all alive. But I think at that point we realised the enormity of the situation, and that's perhaps why it took a while to get them all out.
British diver John Valanthan ending Thomas Ariti's report.